This is interesting. From dumpster diving to op shops, it's time to find out ways to get free or near free stuff. I thought you'd like the sound of that. Who best to have a chat to about this topic than our sustainability campaigner on the program from Cremona Hillside Farm at beautiful Mount Bolton. It's Kate Serrurier. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Brett.
Lovely to have you on the phone. And I just want a little bit of silence for a moment. Oh, you've got those two grandsons of yours completely under control at this point in time.
Hopefully.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you?
Oh, yeah, about 9 at the moment.
Oh, okay, that's rated very high. Kate, I love our topic today, finding free or cheap stuff. We're going to start with dumpster diving. Don't you get in trouble for doing that?
You sometimes do. I don't do it anymore because I've got a few disabilities in my old age, and getting into a dumpster is okay, but getting out requires some skill. So I don't do it anymore. But I have young friends who do it. You can get into trouble for it. Look, it depends on the supermarket. Some don't mind, but I have been chased away. And, you know, when I've been dumpster diving. Mm. But the thing is, a lot of people have contracts to pick up the excess stuff now. Farmers, you know, pick it up for cattle or often pig farmers. So, and the stale bread. But, you know, if you've got a mate who's got a contract, you can always go halves with them. And I do have a mate who has a contract, so it's good.
You are in the know. So there you go. It's still a thing, but it probably pays to ask, I'd reckon. However, roadside dumps is an interesting one. So you're saying this is where people just leave their stuff out for others to collect?
Correct, yeah. And it's become a real thing in Ballarat. I think probably more so in COVID. And yeah, I think because people, you know, want to sort of Marie Kondo their whole house, so they think, where will I put it? Oh, I can't take it to an op shop. I'll just put it on the road and someone will pick it up. And they do. People do pick up most of the stuff, I think. Bicycles are a classic. They're often on the side of the road.
Yeah, and they're there at the right price too. So keep an eye out, people. So it's happening more in COVID, those roadside dumps. Now, op shopping, Kate, you're a bit of an expert here because reading your notes today, there's different areas you should go to for different stuff.
That's right. My favourite place used to be Hawthorne because I like to go where wealthier people live. That's
La-di-da.
When I actually ever went to Melbourne. But, you know, if you go to places in Ballarat where wealthy people live, same with roadside dumps, that's where people tend to give things to the op shop. But if you like retro, then country towns are really good because farmers don't throw out much, and then when someone dies, you end up with things that are sort of from the 1950s. So they're fashionably retro. There's a bit too much Tupperware in some of those op shops, but yeah, you can find good stuff. You know, plastic picnic sets if you like that, and bed jackets.
And
my favourite find was a set of William books at the Avoca hospital op shop once, which was great, yeah.
A whole set. I suppose if it's a church op shop too, you know, too many doilies is never enough.
Oh, no, yes, love a doily.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Now, another message, Kate, you've got here is don't go looking for specific things. Just let stuff roll, right?
Absolutely, because that's why they're called opportunity shops. So you never know what opportunity you're going to run into. My favourite story about that was this enormous piece of Japanese appliqué, which was sort of quite strange. It had geisha girls on it and things, which covered a whole wall.
Oh,
which, I eventually used it as a room divider. It was rather beautiful.
Okay. And then when we think of the platforms to sell stuff like Gumtree and Marketplace, etc., we're probably always thinking, oh, yeah, stuff's for sale there. But there are free things offered?
Yeah. If you go onto Marketplace and press free, you'll see that quite often people are giving things away.
Oh, yeah.
Same with Gumtree. So, you know, I've got a swing set, which the grandkids call their playground.
Mm-hmm.
A wooden wardrobe, which I'm going to use for cold smoking bacon. And I've just been offered some altar wine, which has probably been opened, but it'll be fun in the chapel to have some well-labelled altar wine.
Yeah, well, people need to know about you that you do have a chapel on site at Cremona Hillside Farm, so that'll be perfect, absolutely perfect. The other thing, Kate, that you've taught me since we've been chatting is to work with others, use your networks.
Absolutely. We foragers and frugivores are a bit of a club. And so people will, if you're known the way I am, people just offer you stuff. So I collect particular gin bottles. I like Melbourne Gin Company gin bottles. I like the ones with the corks. So people who are wealthy who drink that gin give me their bottles afterwards, and I usually give them something in return. But, for instance, last week I received a text from someone who said there are some free Seville oranges that were being given away actually by Lamley Nursery very generously.
Oh, okay.
So they were at the gate because they were still restricted then.
Yep.
And so I've been making some experiments, alcoholic experiments with them and some marmalade. Mm.
And have you tried your experiments?
Well, the vin de l'orange, it's called. I've tried it. Actually, I tried it just before to see. It's not quite steep, but it does taste good. It's slightly bitter. It'll be beautiful cold in summer.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay.
It'll be a Christmas present.
Oh, yeah. Pop it in the post when it's ready, Kate, please.
Yeah,
is it true you were once gifted contents or part thereof of a monastery?
That's right. Some friends of mine had a Russian Orthodox monastery up actually in Nowhere Creek, and they sold it. They've moved to Norway now. And so they gave me a lot of the stuff that was in the monastery. So that was including some beautiful instruments and beautiful balalaikas and things like that. Yeah, Russian instruments and a set of wooden pews. I also inherited the contents of their pantry, which was pretty interesting.
Would have been interesting. How were the use-by dates?
Oh, no, they were good. They were sort of, they eat a lot of lentils, Russian monks, yeah.
I'm speaking to Kate Cerulli, sustainability campaigner on Ballarat Today this morning. Kate, have you ever said no to anything?
Try not to, because you don't want to have a reputation as a girl who says no. So if I can't use something, I'll know someone who can use it. Mm. So I don't say no.
Yeah, okay, it's a good tip. As is checking the roadside. We've spoken about this before, but you're always doing that because the amount of food, especially you can get, is pretty darn amazing.
It's extraordinary, particularly fruit. So this time of year I watch blossoms to see, and I have a little notebook where I write down things, where there are wild pear and plum trees. You can sort of dig them up too because they often sucker out. So I dig up Morello cherries and damsons and Mirabelle plums, the little, tiny little plums, and quinces. When they're just starting to bud up. So, yeah, they're good. You can have free fruit in the next year.
I love the idea of taking notes because it must seem like a bit of a blur sometimes, but if you've got a little book that says, hey, I found this by the roadside here, you're going to go there again next season, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Kate, and just before we let you go today, there are a couple of rules for foragers. What are they?
The rules are that you never take everything. You leave some for other foragers and you share your joy. You don't just sort of think, oh, well, I won't tell people how to op shop or what to do. My favourite story is about the guy throwing out the bottles of champagne, which he said were too old because they were left over from his daughter's wedding, so they were only a year old. And I said to him, this was at the tip, and I said,
oh,
look, it's very dangerous throwing bottles at the tip because children come to play in bare feet, so leave them in their crate.
You're making up stories.
No. So, of course, the crates were loaded onto my ute and chilled and shared with some neighbours. It wasn't terribly good champagne. It was all right, but it wasn't. It wasn't Veuve Clicquot, let's put it that way.
It was all right for the price. Probably better than that Alta wine, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Kate Cerulli, we are done for time. Thanks for yours. Great chatting to you on Ballarat today.
No worries, Brett.